My friends, today we are praying for the souls in purgatory that are suffering there for the sin of detraction. Now, many of you might not know what that is. What is detraction? Well, I went to the source of nearly all truth, Wikipedia, and you'll never guess what it said. It said that detraction is when someone reveals to a third person the faults of another without valid reason. And it says there that it holds the status of a mortal sin. Now, can you imagine if Wikipedia says that it's a mortal sin? It is probably even worse than that. Detraction, another word for it, is basically gossip. Now, I would argue that there is never a good reason to gossip about someone else. And there's hardly ever a good reason to reveal to someone else the faults of another person. This is something that we should really consider. And when I first had my conversion and I learned about the sins of the tongue, I realized that I better shut up, that it is so much better for us to keep quiet and instead to pray for the other person than to speak words that later will come back to haunt us. Now, I'm paraphrasing different places where I've read it, but somewhere in the scriptures it talks about the tongue being like a small rudder that can lead a person astray. And somewhere else it says that every idle word will be weighed. Now, can you imagine idle words? Now, think about words of criticism. Again, if you've been following along with all of these different days, we're in day 24, every day has really been fitting in with what's happening in the world. So I am completely convinced that it is no coincidence that God wants us to think about this today. I'm gonna be vague and non-specific so that this can apply for all times, but I want you to be intelligent and know what I'm talking about. Now, specifically, I want to encourage you to not criticize our religious leaders. I know you know what I'm talking about. Don't do it. Don't bite that apple. It is a trap from Satan. You must believe my words. This is a trap from Satan in which he grabs all the devout people and he ensnares them in this trap. Because when we criticize religious leaders, we feel like we're holier than them. We feel like we're holding them to a standard and it implies that we're not committing any sin and that we're so holy. But if you remember the definition from Wikipedia, which I think is absolutely on point, we ourselves are committing a mortal sin. And I believe that God will hold us accountable for the sins of the religious leaders that we are criticizing. How ironic is that? That when we arrive at the judgment seat, God will say, those sins that you criticize that person for, instead of praying for them, I will hold you accountable for their sins. Now, wouldn't that be poetic justice and typical of how God judges? Can you imagine what the world would be like if instead of criticizing our religious leaders, even if they deserve it, if we were to turn those words into prayers for them, we would have saints running around like crazy. Now, let me give you a very, very, very good reason why you should never criticize anyone ever, even if they really need it, even if they deserve it. First of all, because it poisons you, it corrupts the person listening, it corrupts their heart, and it's not gonna change the person you're criticizing at all. And so it's not worth anything. You're shooting out poisonous words that hurt you and really corrupt the person that's listening. So instead, pray for the person whose fault you see. The other reason is often our criticisms are simply inaccurate. We don't really know the trials that that person is facing. We don't really know their struggles. We don't really know their intentions, and we simply cannot see as God sees. I've learned so many times that when I've criticized someone, almost always, if not every single time, I was wrong. And I came out looking like the fool, and you don't want that to happen. So how can we atone for the sins of these souls that sinned by gossip? Silence. Silence. And you know what happens when we're silent? We listen. We begin listening to God. Many of you struggle to hear God. I bet you it's because you talk too much. That's a simple solution. You can't hear God because you don't stop talking. So we need to be silent. And that allows us to listen. It allows us to get used to silence and hear God's voice, which speaks in and through silence. My friends, I worry about those that lead others to criticize our religious leaders. I think they're really putting themselves in a dangerous situation. You must believe me. Do not fall into the trap of that apparent holiness. Keep your mouth shut. Do yourself a favor. Pray to the Blessed Mother instead of speaking those words that are going to do no one any good. Do not fall into that trap. The devil, who is smarter than you, knows how to ensnare you. My friends, thank you for joining me today on this day 24. We are making headway. And join me tomorrow on day 25. If this content is adding value to your life, please hit that like button and help it spread. God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow.